This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most banned network in the world.
Investigating the facts, and as those facts are developed, we will, if those facts support what we believe to be the truth, file a lawsuit. And we will have a day of reckoning in the courtroom for Administrator Tatum and all of his folks. Why would it be that the only places that our investigation has shown thus far to not have enough paper to vote, Republican stronghold precincts? One would think if it's just a simple administrative screw-up, we don't have enough paper for the entire election, that that screw-up would be all over the Democratic precincts as well. And yet, so far, we've found 23 precincts that didn't have paper. Guess what? All 23 are Republican strongholds. That ought to tell you something. That makes me suspect that this wasn't just a colossal failure. This was intentional. And we're going to take this investigation wherever it leads, and we will file the appropriate paperwork. Now, I want to turn our attention to what happened today. We had a hearing in front of the judge. We're talking about mail-in ballots. We're told that there are about 200 mail-in ballots that have yet to be counted, and we talked about the process by which those should be counted. We have another hearing tonight in front of the judge set at 8 o'clock, and if necessary, we'll be back in front of the court again at 9:30 in the morning. So stay tuned on what's going to happen with those mail-in ballots. I want to make the public aware, though, that there's something coming up that is colossally important to the outcome of these races. It's called provisional ballots. Provisional ballots are for voters who show up and for whatever reason they get flagged. There's something wrong with that particular voter's credentials. And so rather than just turn them away, they're allowed to vote, but they vote provisionally. Then what happens is the early voting ballot board will look at those provisional ballots one by one to decide should they count or should they not count. Well, unfortunately, the administrator, Mr. Tatum, has found a way to screw that up too. So he went to court and he asked the court to allow the additional hour of voting from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. Every single one of those persons is supposed to vote provisionally. And within about an hour, the Texas Supreme Court spanked that request that Tatum had made and said, that is not what the law says. You're supposed to do it the way the election code requires. And now you're going to have to segregate all of those ballots. We're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of ballots that were cast after 7 o'clock. Well, what does that mean for the candidates whose political and election stakes are going to be governed by that decision? Here's what I told the judge in court tonight. We need to create two piles of provisional ballots. One pile is everybody who voted before 7. The other file is everybody who voted after 7. And then once those are looked at, and for the
of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Kevin McGinnis is joining us coming up in the next segment to break down the incredible midterm fiasco we just witnessed and so much more. Other special guests, but I wanted to keep people focused on who's actually behind all of this before we look at the latest extremely shady behavior in places like Maricopa County, where they put hundreds of sheriffs on the roof, barbed wire, fences up, drones flying around harassing journalists, and cameras go dark at vote counting facility in Key Nevada County, and now in other counties. In the middle of the night, they don't just put up the boards over things. The cameras go out when the special trucks pull up. They're doing it again. But it's important to realize what's happening at the grassroots is being directed publicly by the Bilderberg Group, which is the secret global consortium that we first blew open worldwide, thanks to our listeners getting the intel and sharing it. Jim Tucker and others first broke it decades and decades ago, did an incredible job, better than us, being the real trailblazers. But it was this audience and Drudge Report, back when Drudge was on the team, blowing it open and making him admit Bilderberg existed. The World Economic Forum is founded out of the Bilderberg Group. Klaus Schwab's been on their steering committee, and it's the mouth of these people. So whether it's Bill Gates or whether it's George Soros or whether it's Klaus Schwab, they're all the same people. King Charles III, known as Prince Charles, all of them. Here's a few of these key clips to give you some background on this. Here's globalist kingpin George Soros, who openly admits he wants China to lead the New World Order, donate $128 million to Democrats this year alone that we know of. Here it is.
This would be the time, because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order, financial world order.
World order, financial world order with the cashless society, all of it run by them. But notice they're already double-crossing each other, so now Soros says China's Hitler. Well, China's pretty bad, but they didn't actually work for Hitler like you did, buddy. Carbon is moving very quickly into a system where it's going to be very close to a currency. Next, we start thinking about putting prices on water, on trees, on biodiversity. How do we start tokenizing? So computer scanning and tracking everything you do, a total prison, selectively deciding who can have businesses, who can't. They'll all be above the law. This is Michael Sharon, former Bank of England top advisor. Currently at the big global government summit in the Middle East, in North Africa, there in Egypt, that Biden's at. We've got some more clips of that in a moment, but here he is.
So central banks are also starting to understand nature has real value. Carbon, we already figured out. And carbon is moving very quickly into a system where it's going to be very close to a currency. Basically being able to take a ton of absorbed or sequestered carbon and being able to create a forward pricing curve with financial service architecture, documentation. I just came out of a meeting this morning how we're trying to accelerate that. To be quite honest, not to get very boring, that we're on financial topics and things, but they're going to be derivatives. And you need ISDA documentation if you want to trade a derivative in the marketplace. And all this actually matters for nature as well.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to quickly hand off, but again, I want to talk about value one more time, because the southern part of the world has value far greater than large elements of the northern part. And we start thinking about and putting prices on water, on trees, on biodiversity, we find, where does that sit? I'm doing a lot of work out of Asia, and I say that my next-door neighbor, Indonesia, is the left lung of the world, and obviously Brazil's the right, and Africa, absolutely critical. And we need their natural capital as a system-based world more than we need that $66 billion we've got sitting in the basement of the Bank of England. So how do we, and I'm hoping this discussion today, at least from a central banker's point of view, on how do we start tokenizing, how do we start building systems that actually create not only the value, but transfer that value around the world.
Oh, yes. Oh, they're transferring money to the third world that they control to the IMF and World Bank. And now they count for the trees and the animals. They vote for them. You don't have a vote anymore. That's their admitted plan. And then they list all of these things that are life-giving, like carbon dioxide, as a poison. So they can regulate it and surveil it, as he said, and control it. What a nightmare situation they're pushing. Here's Larry McDonald, who's a super patriot, Democrat, by the way. Final interview before they forced his plane down and executed him. They claim it was shot down over North Korea and over Russia. Here he is on national news talking about the New World Order.
Week says this. The John Birch Society considers communism only one arm of a national of a master conspiracy in which socialist American insiders are plotting to establish world government. Now, he also says, and here's Director John McManus, that's your public relations director, saying that former Secretary of State Alexander Haig and CIA Director William Casey are two of these master conspirators who are plotting to establish world government. Now, what do you say? You know, that kind of silly, asinine statement is what makes people laugh at the John Birch Society.
Well, Tom, I'm sure being a long-standing member of the Rockefeller apparatus, and as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations of long-standing, you're fully aware that there is an elitist core in this country that has seen value in subsidizing communism, of protecting communism.
It has?
Sure.
You're accusing me of subsidizing communism?
No, I'm saying
because
that
I happen to belong to a...
No, there is an elite core.
Study group?
No, wait a minute. There is an elite core in this country that has dominated American society.
Well, I'm not one of them.
Trilateral Commission.
The Trilateral Commission. Council on Foreign Relations.
State Department, I suppose.
Well, let's face it. They have dominated the State Department for 40 years, and pretty much openly.
All right,
so.
But what are they trying to do?
Well, their objective is to try to bring about a gradual transition in our society, a dissolving of sovereignty, and a moving steadily to the left on the political spectrum.
Well, who are they?
Belief. The elitist groups that I mentioned, particularly key individuals and policymakers in the Council on Foreign Relations.
Is the International Monetary Fund part of this?
Well, I would say the International Monetary Fund has certainly been set up for the purpose of facilitating that transfer of sovereignty and transfer of wealth on the road.
We elected Mr. Conservative.
Let me just finish the point, because otherwise we're going to have a lot of unanswered questions. That you are looking at a group that has worked to bring about a dissolution of national sovereignty on the road to world government. And certainly you're familiar with local professor Carol Quigley, who has been part of your club, in which he admitted all this. And he said in his book, Tragedy and Hope, the only thing I disagree is that we've worked to keep it a secret.
So you just heard the Bank of England guy say we're going to transfer all the wealth out of the north to the south because there's more life in the south. And it's all about control. Take your money and enslave them. And now Biden's bumbling around at the new, Paris Agreement 2.0, promising all of this to transfer our wealth to the globalists, not to the poor people who they've had under lockdown for years. Here's a few of the clips just came out today.
Against this backdrop, it's more urgent than ever that we double down on our climate commitments. Russia's war only enhances the urgency of the need to transition the world off its dependence on fossil fuels. That our significant climate investment will, quote, help turbocharge turbocharge the emerging global clean energy.
Turbo means fuel.
I was reading their quote. Sorry.
Injected with air.
John, your commitment, your passion, your diplomatic expertise have been absolutely critical. Absolutely critical to delivering incredible progress on climate issues over the past 2 years.
Progress.
I thank you, pal. Thank you for being my friend. We immediately rejoined the Paris Agreement. We convene major climate summits and reestablish
climate dictatorship and total surveillance.
I apologize we ever pulled out of the agreement.
Total depopulation is the plan. Well, that was a jam-packed segment. How green means to murder you and your family. How the carbon tax will surveil every area of your life and literally put you in a prison. We'll be right back with Gavin McGinnis. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
November 11th, 2022 broadcast in defiance of the censors trying to silence us. Gavin McGinnis is our guest for the balance of the hour to talk about the midterms, the fraud we witnessed, this new rift between Trump and DeSantis, the carbon taxes, the new world order, the open borders, the war in Ukraine, the insanity going on. He is the host of a very popular show at censored.tv. The founder of Vice and so much more, needs no introduction. Gavin, thank you so much for being on with us, my friend. We didn't talk before he came on. I threw out kind of a plethora of things to hit, but what's front and center for you, my friend?
A new phenomenon I'm calling chairism. It's terrorism from a chair. I had a show in Rutherford, New Jersey last night, and Antifa found out about it. They just terrorized with their thumbs the venue owner, the chief of police, the mayor, and they don't have to show up. No one left their chair for any of this, but the mayor got spooked. He called the chief of police, who told the venue to shut it down, and they did. Everyone capitulated with just tweets and texts and messages. And these people are not even from New York or New Jersey. They're from all over the country. So Antifa is terrorizing people from their chairs, and these pussies are happily folding.
Remember, you were on the list of 12 people 3 years ago when Facebook came out after our purge 5 years ago and said there are now people called dangerous persons who you're not allowed to say nice things about or you're going to be censored, but you're allowed to call for violence against them. That's a quote in their rules. It was Louis Farrakhan, Gavin McGinnis, Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones, and a few others. What an elite group. Now they're expanding that out, and the ADL's on the news saying anybody we call a dangerous person will have their bank account taken. So you talk about the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany, this is it.
Well, at least in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany, there was some pushback. Like, the right is just happily taken. I said to the venue owner last night, Chuck, the place is called The Well, I said, dude, what they're doing is illegal. You can't shut down someone's constitutional right for free speech on the premise of public safety.
Well, that's racketeering when the mob like would say, you better pay me extra money or somebody's going to burn down your nightclub. You don't give in to them. This is mafia tactics.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And I'm suing the city of Rutherford. So Antifa's making me money. We're going to do the show tonight on Long Island. But my anger isn't really at Antifa. They're mentally ill, lonely people, fat, ugly girls with purple hair and bad tattoos. They're always going to want to wreck your fun. My problem is with the mayor and the chief of police in these venues that fold like that from tweets. I said to the cop last night, the chief of police, John Russo, I said, dude, your boss is a fat girl's thumbs. And he said, yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. I go, sad state of affairs? You're the affairs. You're the guy.
Well, you know what Rudyard Kipling said, when you feed the pirate once, he always comes back over and over again until the price is too high. You don't give in to terrorists?
It's pretty logical. I mean, you don't have to look up any books. You don't have to look at any historical references. If someone sends a tweet that says, I'm going to get you, you don't go, okay, well, then I'm shutting down everything. Remember that movie, The Interview, with what's James Franco and Seth Rogen? They're making fun of Kim Jong-un in it.
Yes.
There was an email sent that may have come from Kim Jong-un. He never qualified it.
So Hollywood panicked and pulled the film.
Pulled the film. It wasn't. We're at the behest of an email. This is the same thing. Like, you should have had the National Guard at theaters and made sure that movie, even if two people showed up, that movie should have been.
Oh, I mean, it should have been on every channel in the country if it was true that a dictator said don't air it.
Exactly. That's America. But not now. Now we have a mayor. I was shocked to see the mayor is a man, too. A man with an Italian name, a Frank Zanuto or something. We have men who fought for this country, brave men, the police, the mayor. They're supposed to have our backs, and they're at the behest of a fat chick in Portland with twitchy thumbs.
Where do we go from here?
We just have to keep fighting. You know, like a woodchuck, just keep you. If you domesticate a beaver, he'll just start eating your furniture because that's what beavers do. We're just going to keep fighting. We're going to keep gnawing away at the wood. The show's going to happen tonight. I'm suing Penn State. Did you hear about this? Alex Stein and I had a talk at Penn State.
Yeah, tell folks.
He goes outside, and they spit on him. They attack him. Proud Boys show up. They don't fight. They do the civil rights thing. Proud Boys getting pounded in the face. The radicals are pepper spraying. They're attacking cops, acting like complete lunatics. And the Penn State says, oh, you're causing too much trouble. You're too violent. We're canceling the show. And it's a public university. So I'm suing Rutherford, New Jersey, and I'm suing Penn State. Antifa's making me tons of cash.
It's crazy what's going on. What's your take on the midterms and this whole Trump-DeSantis rift?
Well, with the midterms, I'm a real chatty Cathy. I talk to cab drivers and painters and the guy on the street. It takes me like an hour to get to go buy a coffee because I'm talking to so many people. And amongst the sort of working class New Yorkers, the general consensus is, look, Carrie Lake, Walker, that's politics as usual. We lost. It's disappointing. It's like being a Mets fan, whatever. But Fetterman, like you just have to go to people in a MAGA hat and just say, Fetterman, and they look back at you and go, like, we're all gobsmacked. What the hell? Is this the monarchy where they have, like, Little Lord Fauntleroy, a 12-year-old, as king? Or I think there was some guy who made, I think it was Nero, who made a horse. What?
Yeah, but it was Caligula married his horse.
Yeah, like, that's where we're at now. No one on Earth, or even outside of Earth, would see Fetterman and go, yep.
Yeah, Caligula made the horse the head of the Senate and married it.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Are they gloating? Like, I don't understand.
I think they are. I mean, nothing against disabled people, but Fetterman is literally like a Mad Max character. He's literally like King of the Mutants or something out of Escape from New York.
Dude, if he was your Uber driver, you'd say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's actually right here. I'm right here. I got to get out of here. Like, you jump out at the next stop sign. I'm not exaggerating.
And have you seen all the videos on MSNBC, CNN, where the women get all excited and say, he needs to be our next president? That's the new prerequisite that you can't talk.
That's all part of the head shake. Like, they're not even going, oops. They're going, yes, that was great. Let's keep running him. Let's run him and his neck bulge all the way to the White House. And you're like, the other ones I'm very dubious about. But this is, like, unprecedented. We've never had a mentally, I mean, Joe Biden clearly has dementia, but we've never had someone with a brain so rotten. Like, even with Biden, with the debates with Trump, he wasn't terrible. His brain is gone in the past since he's become president. We've really seen the decay. Fetterman ran on decayed mind and won by a landslide. What is going on?
Look, I got a lot.
You guys should be happy. It's good content.
No, it certainly is. I've got a lot of questions, but I've thrown it out there twice. You haven't responded. So when we come back, what do you make of the Republican Party joining the Democrats trying to create this Republican civil war between Trump and DeSantis?
It seems very cynical. It seems demonic. It seems evil. And then the New York Post is all on board, and they're often wrong about things like they wanted Eric Adams. I don't understand the rift. And this whole idea that he ruined Oz and everyone he endorses becomes an anvil in the water. Maybe I don't know enough about politics, but when I see the polls, I see Trump at 50 and DeSantis at 11. So why are we ignoring our front runner? Why are we throwing him?
Trump energizes the base. I'm mad about the shots, but what he does there is so good. The numbers are he's still overall a plus. The system doesn't want Trump because he's coffin nails for them.
And everyone assumes DeSantis wants to run. I don't think he wants to run. I think he'll run in maybe 10 years.
Yeah, I think they're trying to draft him right now, this whole process is. Let's talk about that more with Gavin McGinnis, and we'll also just talk about all the rest of the leftist insanity and so much more. Stay with us. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation.
preparation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trump was about to be elected, and Gab McGinnis was on with me in a marathon show, and I said, what is the peak of SJW leftist insanity? And he said, I don't think there is any peak. They just go on till they destroy everything or we stop them. And now we see that with pushing nuclear war, pushing pedophilia, just anything nihilistic and destructive they go for. And then the rest of us that are productive and leading normal lives, we just sit here trying to compartmentalize ourselves. They're not going to let us do that. So he wants to get into the border, the crime, the attack on the police, and also what's next. That is, I was asking Gavin in the break, what do you want to hit next? Well, I want to about what's coming next, because what are they going to do next? That's the big question, Gavin.
I think we have a really crazy time coming up. I'm confident that we get the Senate after the special election in Georgia. So December 9th, we have the House and the Senate. I don't think DeSantis is going to run. Trump is going to run, but I think Biden might beat him because women voters, sorry, but they're too emotional. They're going to get hung up on abortion, and they're going to go, I know Biden has dementia, but I want to give him a second term, a second chance, and I don't want my daughter to have to keep the baby, so let's give Biden another run at it. So that's the bad news. The good news is we'll have the House and Senate, and this polluted mind of Joe Biden will be relatively feckless. But when that happens, the left is going to go nuts. I mean, just like you said before this, that they have no limits. Imagine, remember when we heard about radical Islam and we go, oh, they genitally mutilate their children. They give them clitoral circumcision. And in Saudi Arabia, they don't want any gays, so they force them to have sex changes. And we would go, ugh, what a horrible culture that is. That's nothing now. That's us. We are okay with a double mastectomy for a 14-year-old girl. And that's not like, you know, cutting off your finger. There's a lot of machinery in there. It's a very complicated operation. You look at the scars, and they look like cesarean scars. It's depraved what we're doing, and I think they've only just begun.
I agree. So only just begun. What does that signify? Well, we've seen in other regimes they control what comes next, and I think China's the model. What we see in China is what's already coming here and what we're going to become.
You know what we see in China is a total lack of love. We see a total disregard for the family. These people have kids. They give them to the grandparents, and then they're gone 10 months of the year. Chinese New Year is the only time parents see their kids. They take like a month or two off. But 10 months a year, they're working 7 days a week nonstop like drones. Maybe Mao, with the Great Leap Forward, killed everyone creative and romantic and nice. And now it's just these Attack of the Clone Wars drones, and that's what the elites want from us. They want us to eat bugs, live in the cube, be separated from our children, not have children, ideally. And that seemed far-fetched. But now, to go back to Islam, we said these Muslims are torturing their children. Now we have Muslim immigrants in Dearborn, Michigan, going to school meetings and saying, stop with the porn in the schools and stop making my little boy a girl. You are depraved. So radical female circumcisers are now saying, whoa, slow it down, America. You guys are committing child abuse. And now with open borders, we're going to have no limits to this hedonism. We've got people who have no standards, that meaning the left, and then they're inviting in the worst of the third world to carry out their bidding. I mean, dude, I think we're looking at an apocalypse where every city is worse than Philadelphia. And every rural area is like the white farmers in South Africa, just gilded to the max with razor wire and guns. Can't believe we got here.
Well, that's what we've seen in the third world. So you said it, a merger of communist China with, say, Venezuela. I think that's kind of what we're looking at.
Yeah, I see a lot of South Africa, too, with the affirmative action in the New York City police
department. Oh, I agree. That's the real mix, exactly.
I mean, the top brass of the police department is all black, and they're not black because they were hardworking. They're black because they know Eric Adams. Eric Adams, our New York mayor here, he asks for 8x10s with every resume. He probably doesn't even read. He just goes, oh, black person, black person, black. I mean, you look at the cabinet now or the top brass at NYPD, and it's like, shoot the ball, shoot to kill. We are living in Soweto now. And they're all incompetent, too. Like, if Lee Zeldin had won, there was hope for New York, but it's raging incompetence. It's emotional.
But I totally agree with you, because the one thing, a lot of black liberals really aren't racist. They go along with the whole narrative of divide and conquer. But with the mayor of New York, he literally is a black supremacist. And then, I mean, the stuff he does is just insane.
Crime here is insane. You should see the subways here in New York. No one has their AirPods on. No one's looking at their phone. We're all like this. We're all poised. We're on our haunches. Our backs are to the wall.
I was reading that ridership on it's down almost 40%. I mean, it literally is a hellhole.
Yeah. But would you rather spend a little bit extra on a taxi or be thrown in front of a train or get sliced? There's knives everywhere. And these guys know they're not going to jail. So why not? I think the only person that would go to jail would be the Bernie Getz who pulls out his gun to defend himself.
I had him on as a guest once. So let's talk about that. People ask, why is Soros putting in all the DAs? Why are they doing this? To collapse civilization. If they're able to do it, what do they build on top of it when they're built back better?
They really have no regard for the cities. They've just given up. The cities are like prisons now. It's like Escape from New York. All of Manhattan is just Rikers now. And the elites are fine with that because they don't really go to New York City. They're in Chappaqua with the Clintons, and they're in
Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, so Martha's Vineyard. So they just sort of see the cities as breeding grounds for drones.
Well, that's a great point. I mean, when only like 50 illegal aliens got shipped to Martha's Vineyard, 10 alarm fire, oh, we love you, but they bust them out the next day.
And you know what's crazy about that? If you ask someone from Martha's Vineyard, they'd say, yeah, the right tried to terrorize us, and we took them in, we embraced them, we fed them, we clothed them, and we blew it up. We showed them that they can't try to trick us. And you're like, so you see it as a win? Because I see it as a win. I see it as I exposed you. You sent them all to a military warehouse to sleep on cots after, 30 hours? And they're like, no, we took them in, we fed them and clothed them, and it went great. That's the crazy thing about this Soros division. We both look at the same thing, and we both see it as a success. Like Fetterman. I think that's a great example of how the left has no idea what they're doing.
Just like AOC's a clown.
Victory.
Just like AOC's a clown, but they embrace her.
They love her. They think she's doing really well. They love Biden. And I'm not even mad at this point. Like, when I see a Biden bumper sticker, I speed up because I want to look in and see the person. I'm fascinated by them. Who are you? What planet are you living on?
No, and I do the exact same thing. And they usually look like an evil spider sucked their soul. They usually look like some kind of bizarre zombie. I mean, these are scary people.
And you know, a lot of this, too, is the media's fault. Like, if you only heard about Fetterman from MSNBC, they don't show the clips where he calls the Statue of Liberty the Liberty of Statues. They don't focus on the fact that he said, hello, good night, everybody. That edit all that out.
First thing he says to the debate, good night. And then he also sits there and says, I support getting rid of Roe v. Wade. That's my main mission. I mean, he literally doesn't know what planet he's on. Which is why he's the model of the future, like Biden is, because these forces are behind him. The puppet gets the blame, and the globalists never get in trouble, and they just put up more and more. So I think they'll probably start having, like, they may start running people in comas for office.
Well, the bright side of this is, if you're remotely curious and you look up something, you can quickly see that the narrative is light years from what you've been told. And once they get a hold of that one thread, it unravels the whole sweater. Like, there was this girl, Naya something, in Oakland, and she was mouthing off to some mentally ill career criminal, so he stabbed her, and then he was arrested. Okay, horrible story. Watch who you're talking to, and someone could be psychotic and have a knife. The story became, Proud Boys went hunting young black children. They killed a 13-year-old girl for fun, and now they're going to a bar to celebrate. We should shut down that celebration because what they did was wrong. Like, the reality and what the media is telling you are so far apart. So if you were to look up, say, that one story, and you go, wait, what? That's not even close to what happened. Then they start digging into other things.
Hold on. Exactly. Stay right there. This is important. How we get people to start thinking.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com. Is our guest for one more segment. Another special guest coming up next hour and a bunch of breaking news. Yeah, but I got a couple other big questions for you, but let's get back to what we talked about before the break. How do you go to a leftist who's brainwashed by corporate media, who's an establishment shill, when the whole New World Order on record wants to impoverish them, depopulate them, dumb them down? All the evidence is they're out to get them. They admit they're out to get them, but they're convinced they're on the winning team. How do you convince them that they've been manipulated? How do you rehabilitate them? Or do we just triage and not worry about them and try to motivate populists and conservatives and free market people and common sense folks? What do we do?
Triage. We got to cut some people loose. I talked to a guy who worked with troubled youth in Philly, and he said, some guys that I can help, and he goes, some of them I can just tell, you're just a bad egg, and I cannot help you. I got to cut you loose and focus on who I can help. And I think with the left, the incurious have always been there. They've always been oblivious. They're Puritans. They're not interested in, it's their faith. And right now, the faith of the Puritans is in the liberal causes. So Biden can go and rape kids, do whatever he wants. They will never leave him. He is their Jesus. They've replaced religion with the DNC. Let them go. There are some curious centrists, though. And the good news is, like that crazy story I told you before the break, if you look that up, you see the truth and you start looking at other things. And unlike, say, even 20 years ago, this information is there. It's easy to find. So things have never been better for the curious. The incurious, yes, they're cursed, but they've always been like that. That's nothing new.
Wow. Let me get to a perspective with the globalists. They say the public are dumb animals, that because the world doesn't have enough pressures on them with a natural selection or enough predators or wars, that they're doing us a favor getting rid of the dumb people. But while the globalists work to dumb everybody down on top of it, well, their answer is, well, that's natural pressure we're putting on you. But really, it's just an excuse for them to act however they want. But at a certain point, I'm stuck between the New World Order crushing me and the general masses that won't wake up. It makes it really hard to not join the globalists, which I'll never do because it's a spiritual decision and they're so horrible and worse than some of the unwashed masses. But there is that paradox where it's frustrating to know what we know. We can easily have jobs with the enemy. I mean, you've had some of the biggest publications. You created Vice. I know I've never asked you, but I guarantee you've been approached by the system, you know, to sell out. I've been approached countless times. It's frustrating that we're right. We know what we're talking about. We're trying to save people, and a lot of them don't want to be saved. So how do we deal with that paradox?
Yeah, well, the good news is nature's on our side. You look up the future. These people, like those girls who thumbed their way into the mayorship of Rutherford, New Jersey last night and the chief of police, they're not having kids. Our children, Rex, isn't going to have to deal with these people because they're not having kids. They're done. Future generations are not going to have these people. Like, you look at secular Jews versus Orthodox Jews and Hasidic Jews. The secular Jews are mostly liberal. The Orthodox and the Hasidim tend to be right wing. Only the Orthodox and the Hasidim are having kids, and they're having a lot of kids. The secular, I call them gynos, Jews in name only, they're not having kids. This and that little microcosm is true of the entire country. The pro-family people are having families. The anti-family people are self-committing ethnocide.
I'm glad you raised that, because I see Kanye West and I see Kyrie Irving, and they all have their right to free speech, and they make some points. But if you pull back, the idea that the liberals push that the Jews are one unified group, or anti-Semitics push or whatever, anybody that's actually studied history or knows anything knows the leftist Jews, especially in Israel, are literally persecuting the ultra-Orthodox, as they're called, whether they're Hasidic or just ultra-Orthodox. And the ultra-Orthodox are actually voting like 95% populist, conservative, pro-gun, pro-nationalist. So this Jew bashing doesn't make sense, because I actually study politics and ethnic groups and subgroups. I mean, the Jews are a religious ethnic consortium, but they're actually in a bigger fight than Americans are over left versus right. I mean, Israel's giving the Jews all the poison shots too. If they're supposedly the grand masters of everything, why are they not getting a out on lockdowns and brutal injections? No, they're being targeted by other Jews.
And I also say to these people, I go, hey, don't be so stingy with your hate. Spread that hate around. That's wonderful, your hate. I love your hate. Spread it to Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post. It's not the Jew York Times. Arthur Sulzberger is an atheist. You're not Jewish if you don't believe in God. George Soros, not only is he an atheist, his father was an atheist. Soros worked with the Nazis. This is not the Jews are not your enemy. Elites are your enemy. And elites, especially white liberal elites, have this bizarre genetic trait where they want to destroy themselves. And that's what I was getting at with the birth rate. These leftist loonies are their own worst enemy. In their utopia, they're extinct. Like, I remember when I lived in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, there was this guy walking around with a clipboard, and he said, hey, we're signing a petition to stop the gentrification of this neighborhood. And I was like, I'm the gentrification of this neighborhood. And wait, so are you. Are you right? You have a petition to get rid of yourself? And he goes, well, I mean, we certainly don't need more people like me around here.
And notice, the left is externalizing their own internal projection. They hate themselves. They want to die. They're saying, too many humans, call out the pipelines, extinction rebellion, destroy civilization, but they want us to do it first. I'm like, no, walk the plank, hang yourself, burn yourself, blow yourself up if you want to. I'm not saying do it, but kill yourself first, then I'll respect you.
Yeah, and they will happily do that. I mean, you have women all over social media talking about how they're not having kids because they want to save the world, and you go, good, I'm glad you're ending your particular legacy because you suck. So I'm pretty optimistic about the future. Although right now we have this bizarre globalization where, you know, cities are becoming hellholes and everyone's retreating out to the suburbs, which the liberal locusts are then slowly destroying town by town as they go up from New York City through Westchester to Connecticut.
That's right. They move. They've already destroyed Austin, so now they're moving on from here. So let me ask you this. Yes. Elon Musk, I balance it. I don't like some of the AI stuff, but he's saying, have a bunch of kids. We need a pro-human future. Watch out. Don't take that shot. We don't need censorship. We'll see if he can actually carry that out. He's in an uphill battle, battling just to not have the company go under right now. Just in 2 minutes, what's your quick take on Elon Musk?
Fantastic. Love him. Great guy. Twitter is, for better or for worse, has taken over the American conversation, and it is complete trash. If you, I read it every day, and I'm
so
just
so let's give him a chance and see what he can do.
Yeah.
So he's trying to clean out the Aegean stables here.
This is the thing about the left. They're unified to a fault. They'll take in any loony, tranny, pedophile. They've got their back. They got Biden's back. They got Fetterman's back. We have the opposite problem. If someone has one imperfection, if Trump is too braggadocious, if Elon Musk talked to the ADL, if Ben Shapiro doesn't support, you know, Nick Fuentes, we shut everyone down and we're all divided. That's not me. I'm a hippie, man. If you want less government and free speech, then I'm with you. We got to unify these anti-government groups because the left is winning.
Powerful. 60 seconds left. Censored.tv. Gavin, closing comment.
We need to wake up, please. We gotta get back to our ideals. We 20 years ago, we were all basically on the same page. We wanted less government. We all believed in strong borders. Bill Clinton, Obama said we need strong borders. We all knew gay marriage was a farce. Hillary Clinton was talking about how marriage is between a man and a woman. With abortion, we all used to be on the same page. Let's just try to get it down to viability outside the womb, 27 weeks or whatever it is. The argument was there. And I blame Obama for this. Everything's shattered. And now we're back to talking about race like it's 1940. The borders are open, killing babies. We've just become unhinged.
Chaos.
And we need to get back together and narrow our differences. Because if you were like get really drunk with a liberal, I bet you would agree on most things. I don't know how we got here, but now I'm looking at a gold and a green dress, and you're looking at the same dress telling me that it's white and black.
It's insane. They have definitely broke with reality, a mass psychosis. Gavin McGinnis, thank you so much.
Cheers, buddy.
Got other big guests coming up. I'll tell you who they are when they join us, but I'm going to just throw this out. We've got great products you already need, and we need this to stay on air. These things are the best supplements out there. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now with promo code 1776, up to 60% off with that code. But let me tell you what's selling out. Because a bunch of this stuff won't be back till next year. It takes months and months to get this stuff back in stock. Vitamin D3 gummies, highest quality with calcium for your immune system. 50% off with the promo code selling out. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune system and everything. Literally the fountain of youth because it doesn't make telomeres grow. It makes them last longer. Same thing. Different way to do it. That is limited supply. Massively discounted with promo code 7076, 50%. Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Vaso Beats, X3, all selling out, but still massively discounted. The sale's got to end. I mean, we'll keep the sale going, but a bunch of stuff's not going to be on the list in a couple days.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.